Milligantown.org.
This is Don Marr for Milligantown Daily. Our scripture reading for today is found in Hebrews 12, verses 23 and 24 in the New King James Version. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. The author of Hebrews says that you have come to God, the judge of all. If there is anything that an unbeliever does not want to face or think about, it is the judgment of God. How else do you explain the plethora of books written by militant atheists that are unbelievably on the bestseller list? One of those atheists, Richard Dawkins, was asked how we came to be, and he said, well, it must be aliens from other planets, but it can't be God, he says in vehement terms. People don't want to face the fact that God is our judge, and yet he will be, and he will be judge for believers and unbelievers alike. But the glorious news is that for us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, his judgment toward us will be justified. Forgiven, not guilty, saved forever and ever. You've come to the spirits of just men made perfect. You have come, Christian, to the spirits of Old and New Testament saints, of all the saints throughout the ages. You've come to the spirits of loved ones and friends who have died in Christ. There is no such thing as soul sleep. That's a heresy. If we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. What a glorious, glorious truth that is. And most wonderful of all, we've come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. What do you think of when you think of heaven? I heard a song a couple weeks ago, a contemporary Christian song that talks about our Father's house, and I assumed it was talking about heaven. And what it said was, in our Father's house, there's love and food and football. Is this really what heaven is all about? Heaven is about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will see him as he is, as it says in 1 John chapter 3. Jesus is our mediator, the mediator of the new covenant, who stands between us, sinful people, and a holy God who cannot look upon iniquity. He is our refuge and our only mediator between God and man. And you've come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Why do Presbyterians baptize using sprinkling? Because it is a very vivid Old Testament purification rite, which symbolizes the cleansing and forgiveness from sin. We have come, everything was sprinkled with blood in the Old Testament, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. We have come to that blood that has been sprinkled that speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of Abel spoke vengeance. God said to Cain, after he had killed Abel, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground, but the blood of Christ speaks mercy and atonement, forgiveness, and justification. In our next episode, we will examine what our response should be to these glorious promises. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Don Marr.